everybody. Welcome to the newly rebranded and well-thought-out podcast. This is the Alex Nepo podcast, formerly known as Sips and Ish. Decided to switch it up, decided to bring it back. Had a lot of people actually reach out to me over the past few months, ask where the podcast is. You know, hey, we missed episodes. A lot of DJs that would listen to it to and from their weddings and things like that and in their travels. So I'm bringing it back. It's going to be pretty much the same, just a little bit switched up. It hasn't been Sips and Ish since I interviewed Glenn Rausch, and even then, I think we were very lightly drinking. In the pandemic, when I started the podcast, we drank a lot. We got kind of tipsy every single podcast, and just kind of don't have time for that, and it kind of turned into a solo cast. So yeah, got some stuff to talk about today, primarily AI. Artificial intelligence, adaptive intelligence, whatever you want to call it. And I'm going to talk about AI and DJing, and this is going to be the most hypothetical podcast ever because none of this really exists yet. And if some motherfucker steals these ideas and profits greatly off of them, well, good for them. But don't forget about me. I'm just a little homie here in Pennsylvania. But yeah, lots gone on over the past few months. A real, real lot's gone on. I've gotten married. I've DJed some freaking killer events. Wedding season is not just beginning, but I'm in the thick of it. And it's been an insanely great one with some awesome clients, some killer, killer parties. So yeah, but I'm not going to get too much into that. I will, you know, on a weekly basis, talk about that some more. And I'm going to aim for a Thursday here. So we'll see how well that works out, see how consistent I can be with it. As most people know, I don't get paid for this podcast. I've got a lot of responsibilities that do pay me, and they take a higher priority. But I am going to try my best because this is something I thoroughly enjoy, and I've thoroughly missed this, and I've missed the feedback. So yeah, let's just get right into it. So ChatGPT, it's been out for just a little bit under a year now, and it's really, really become a prominent part of society, and I've used it many, many times, whether it's, you know, to start some copy for myself and give me a starting point, or even to, come up with song ideas. I did a 50th anniversary party not too long ago where that's a little bit out of my realm. I was 100% confident that I could DJ it, and they gave me some of the songs that they loved, but I used ChatGPT. I was asking it, you know, hey, what were some of the biggest love songs 55 years ago? What were some of the biggest party and dance songs 55 years ago? And I was asking like a little bit deeper than 50 years ago because most people will cling to the music that they, grew up to at the end of high school and in college. So I wanted to give it a little bit of padding time there too. And I mean, it helped. I mean, yeah, without a question, it helped. So I really thought about, you know, how will AI come to prominence in DJing? And just like any other technology, there are some super insecure DJs that, you know, might worry about their position in life and their, you know, AI is coming to take my job. And I actually think that's possible here. And it doesn't quite scare me, and I'll get into that in a little bit, but I wholeheartedly think that AI really has the potential to be a fucking killer DJ. So for real, I'm not lying here. Now, I mean, when streaming came out and people would Spotify their weddings or whatever, or iTunes, use iTunes at their weddings, there were so many DJs who were like, oh my God, I'm so worried. This is going to take our jobs. And then, of course, the talented DJs and the DJs that can mix and really, really read crowds were like, yeah, we're not too worried. We're going to be fine. But I'm going to explain here how maybe we should be worried and maybe we shouldn't, you know, really. You know, I mean, again, I'm not insecure in my position. I'm a creative. I constantly source new music, new ways to mix music, new routines. I'm literally the DJ that deletes my crates every year, and I did a Sips and Ish podcast about that and why I do it. So I'm all about staying fresh, and I think AI isn't going to necessarily invade DJing yet, but artificial intelligence is really just data, and data translated to real-life applications. So it's a collection of data that is going to really, really give AI an edge over time. And that's what I think is going to happen in DJing. So I'm going to get right into step one of where I think AI or the start of AI will come into DJing. So as we all know, when we step into a party, whether we're at an event, a wedding, a nightclub, whatever, with, you know, 100 people, or if it's got 500 people, I would be willing to bet that 490 of those people, if it were 500, would have smartphones, maybe even more. I don't even know if they make dumb phones anymore, or flip phones or whatever, or burner phones if you're a criminal. But regardless, everybody's got smartphones. And out of those, that group of people, I would say the majority is using Spotify. Maybe some are using Apple Music. They're not the market leader. But regardless, the same data translation could take place with Apple Music. But let's just say Spotify, because I know Spotify has an AI. There is actually a really, really great website called Playlist Miner that will actually, you can type in one song and it will tell you, like, you know, what playlists this song is in and what other songs are in those playlists and how commonly it comes across. So, I mean, yeah, that Playlist Miner is a great example of using Spotify's AI in a pretty smart way, in a way that could help DJs. And that's kind of how I think it starts. But here's my translation of that. So Spotify has an AI, or pardon me, an API. And if you don't know, API is basically just a data out point for your app. You know, if you're a developer of an app, let's say called Serato for DJs, you can potentially tie into Spotify's AI. And here's how I think that looks to start. Imagine having this power. You know, like, DJs are really known for, you know, putting together great sets. And in these sets, really, you know, what makes a DJ so powerful is the ability to read a room and to gauge, you know, hey, what songs are really going to crush for this crowd? And an experienced DJ, like myself included, can pretty much walk into a room sight unseen with almost no feedback whatsoever and get a feel for that crowd and take it, the party, in the direction it needs to go. So let's imagine now that Serato, and I'm just going to use, I mean, it could be any DJ software, it could be Virtual DJ, it could be Rekordbox, it could be whatever the fuck anybody else uses, Denon Prime, who cares? The point is, Serato could use Spotify's API, and let's say you've got that 500 people in one room. Spotify, you know, let's say the API has a GPS integration of some sort where, you know, Spotify or Serato says, hey, we've got 500 people in this room right now with Spotify on their phones using this GPS integration. What song is most commonly played out of all 500 people in this room? And it could be mixed ages, it could be many different songs, but it's going to tell you that one song that's played the most amongst the 500 people in that room. Now, what if Serato is able to read that into, like, hey, here's a list of 20 of the most commonly played songs individually amongst this group of people? That's an insanely powerful tool, because you've got that, not that data. Nobody else knows that you have that data. And you're able to play those 20 songs and just get these huge reactions. And I would guess that most people in that room would be like, holy shit, that's this DJ's on point. He really knows what we like. And now let's just say that Serato also develops a star rating. And every time you play a song, whether it's, you know, a song that was using the Spotify API or just through your own intuition, let's just say Serato adds this 5-star thing to every song you play. How did the crowd respond to this song? 1 through 5 stars. And they could pitch it to you however the fuck they want. Like, oh my God, we're going to put the 5-star songs in a crate for you automatically as part of our new software update. It's so cool. But what the software could be really doing is collecting data. Collecting data for an AI-based DJ that will be implemented sometime in the future. So Serato's got the key of the song, it's got the BPM of a song, it's got stems built in, it's got sync. Now it's got the data of crowd reading. And that's the one thing that every DJ has always said will never be able to be replaced by a machine. Crowd reading. Your crowd reading is really your connection with that crowd. That's what DJs literally have survived on with all of this really cool implementation of technology into playing music. and stems being the latest of it. So again, like the argument and the defense with DJs who have said that technology will never replace them has been, hey, I've got a connection with my crowd. I know how to read the crowd. And not only that, but I could fucking mix like crazy. I can make mashups. I can make edits. I can do this and that. But guess what? I think AI can do that. I think computers can do that. And Glenn Rausch, who's a great friend of me, former guest of the show, brought up a counterpoint to my AI-based conversation. And he said, well, you know what? The connection with the crowd is really what people want. And I don't disagree with that in the least. And he's like, think about pianos. Pianos have been able to be been played automatically. There's been automatic pianos for hundreds of years or 100 years or so. He's like, when I go to an expensive steakhouse, when I go to an expensive restaurant, there's usually a guy playing a piano there, or a guy or a girl playing piano there. That's a human, because people want to see a human doing these things. But that's a niche. I would say that's a niche. And I would also say, like, you know, the people, like, when CDs came out, oh, real DJs use vinyl. If you guys remember those stickers back in the day. And then laptops came out, real DJs use vinyl. Real DJs don't use laptops. And again, now we've got Rekordbox, where you don't need a laptop, you just need a USB stick. But again, now when you go out and see a DJ playing vinyl, that's not the norm of a DJ. And maybe like a DJ like myself, which uses Rain 12s, which is like a simulated vinyl, you still get that kind of visual effect. But I would argue that it's a niche. You go out and see somebody playing real records with, you know, a crate of 50 or 100 real records. I mean, it's not even an argument. It's a fact. That's a niche. That's something unique and interesting, and it's cool in its own right. But for everybody arguing that DJs can't be replaced with AI, well, I think they can. I don't think it's going to be instant. I don't think it's going to be right away. I think it's going to be, you know, maybe 5 years down the line at the soonest. But I think with the right data collection, the right advances in software technology, you're going to have DJs, or you're going to have this software, whether it's Serato or any other software that decides to jump the gun on this, that's going to collect this data. You're going to get data of how crowds respond to certain songs. They could pull data of charts and histories. Spotify, I'm sure, asks your age and date of birth and everything like that. So they're going to have a collection of, you know, like there's 500 people in this room and the average age is 30. Okay, well, let's dig into that. And then also let's know what songs they play the most, what songs are played the most collectively. And then you've got stems, you've got sync, you've got all the tools where, with the right data collection, DJs or real human DJs could absolutely be a thing of the past. So again, I just kind of wanted to bring back the Alex Nepa podcast, formerly Sips and Ish, and talk about this real quick. And I kind of start a conversation. I want to know your thoughts on this. I want to know how you think AI could help us as DJs. And I also want to know how AI could replace us as DJs. I think my hypothesis is pretty close to how it's actually going to play out. But I'm excited for the future, and I am excited to see where this goes. I'm not afraid of technology, and I think there's always a way for an entrepreneur to stay on top of stuff. And maybe, hopefully, I get to be a DJ for quite a long time because I love it. I mean, it's an absolute rush, and this is the best way to make a living, and I couldn't think of doing anything else. But I'm not ignorant to the fact that, hey, it could be over soon. Alex Nepa, we'll see you next week, guys. Thanks for tuning in.